Speaking in Harare after seeing the assets of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, John Mshakarara, the new bank's governor, told President Emmerson Mnangagwa that the bank's balance sheet was healthy, with reserves of gold and other minerals worth $175 million.
One of the first pieces I had to do upon taking water was to verify the assets in the Zimbabwe reports. And this morning, I showed actually the gold that is in the vaults, that I can confirm actually that we have in the vaults at the Central Bank 1.1 tons of gold. We also have other precious minerals in the form of diamonds and so forth, which, if converted to gold, will be equal to about 0.4 tons of gold. We have other gold which is held offshore.
On Friday, Mshakarara is expected to announce the introduction of a gold-backed currency to replace the worthless dollar, which is currently trading at around 30,000 to 1 US dollar, and unlike the South African rand, does not circulate in neighboring countries. This was the first time in recent memory that the central bank gave an accounting of its gold and mineral assets. President Mnangagwa said he was happy to physically see the assets which outgoing Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor John Mangunja handed over to Mshakarara.
Let me assure you that my government does not work on rumors. We work on facts. Rumors can continue flying, but you've been able to come here and see the facts yourselves. So you should compare facts you have seen today with the rumors you hear in the streets. So when you say this is what you have, at least you have come and you have believed. But what you publish, some will believe and some won't believe. And they will go by facts that are on the ground, and not speculation that is in the streets.
The press conference generated much debate on social media, with some saying the country's gold reserves were being looted. One businessman allied with the ruling ZANU-PF party, Pedsai Sakwanya, said he delivered 13 tons of gold to the central bank last year. Zimbabwe has introduced and abandoned at least five currencies since independence in 1980, all of which lost value to become almost worthless. Now it remains to be seen how well the new gold-backed currency is accepted by the public and how it trades against the dollar and the South African rand. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare.